Theater Thoughts by Michael Betancourt. Theater can happen, often happens best in the unexpected venues. At one of the subway stations where I catch my train to work, long escalators glide passengers from the turnstiles to the train platform and back. Occasionally, just to defy habit, rather than scurry down the stairs, I actually ride the escalator down. And it's then that I sometimes receive one of those perks that make life in this city worthwhile. I fall in and out of love for a short, sharp moment. And the upgliding contraflow of people, often among them is a person who makes my heart and skin squeeze, who has a something, an it, that really sweetens the ticking clock. Usually our eyes don't connect, but sometimes they do, and one of two things happens. Either the person looks away, or a flirt unfolds, a quick semi-erotic yes, where our urban faces relax, caught in the bowl of our lips curved in smiles. The flirt can't last, never lasts, longer than the time it takes to pass each other, but in that transit, the flirt is a stage play in miniature. Hemmed in by our counter-narratives, that is, the up-and-down escalators, in that connective moment, boundaries get erased, pleasure and pain engaged, fantasy revved, dismay enlisted, a full life lived from the initial erotic hook to the mid-level sadness of the passing by to the lights to black of the parting. Yes, during most morning rush hours, it is that scamper down the escalator, impatient to ooze onto the train when it clatters to a stop, and the doors open and close like scissors cutting us into strings of drone silhouettes. But every once in a while, Eros on the escalator happens, and that bloom does what art does best: dissolve the anonymous, complicate the routine, reboot mortality, and make being human a portable, if momentary, pleasure. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao.